and the destruction of the American dream.
However, a new poll out this morning from ABC News and the Washington Post shows that the president has some convincing to do, that he is steering the economy in the right direction.
Fox's Blake Berman, 26 candidates are running to fill the House seat of the late Walter Jones. And in Georgia, a truck carrying some 10,000 pounds of dynamite overturning in Dawson County on Highway 53, which is closed, traffic being rerouted. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's some relief soon on the way, but today will be very hot again. High temperature in the upper 90s, but the heat index near or above that 105 danger level again. There will be some random, widely scattered storms here and there. That could cool down a few lucky communities, but many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still very hot. Mid to upper 90s both days. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They have not confirmed the identity of the body. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators tell us that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. And Tallahassee city leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Love said alone.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sorry about that long delay there. I was getting chastised by management.
Yeah, right, huh?
Holy
yelling at us.
People in here yelling, screaming, throwing stuff. I don't have to work under these conditions, people.
You do not do this to my people.
I do not have to work under these conditions.
Certainly not.
All right, now I have one ear working. I have two ears working. Let's do award-winning radio, Dave.
Well, you know, the radio's on and we're here, so it's award-winning.
Everything we do is that of an award winner because we have won awards.
That's right.
Our number, if you want to get in on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, is 272-9228, 272-9228. That kind of stuff will land you squarely on the radio. You have to be careful. You have to be careful when you dial that number. Because if you dial that number and you're not expecting it, you just might become a radio superstar. Next thing you know, you're like Randall. Everywhere you go, people hear your voice, they go, "Hey, bro,
Aren't you Randall?
So you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Your voice is more unique than you think.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? Voices are as unique as they are.
It really is, especially because there's so many people.
There's a billion people, and you would think, hey, what are the 10, 12 types of voices? No, there's billions.
I will say, so I'm doing work for this group, and part of it entails talking to somebody. I know, doesn't that sound terrible on the phone? It's really, really, really awful.
I'm out.
I feel oppressed. There's like, I have to talk myself into it on certain days. I'm like, oh, God.
I thought getting chastised by management while the opening music was playing was bad.
I mean, and it not only does it entail conference calls, it entails like phone calls.
Oh.
Like other phone calls.
Why would you get on a conference call?
Individually, it's so gross.
Why would you get on a conference call?
But it's funny because the dude sounds just like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And so every time that he talks, I'm like, because obviously I'll just zone out for a little while.
You can
babble about whatever. This is going to happen when it happens. Anyway, so apparently there are some voices that repeat, but...
Well, like Tom Baudet.
Out of like, you know, a billion.
Yeah, Tom Baudet is the caller we have known as Tom Baudet.
That's not the actual Tom Baudet?
No, his name's not really Tom.
Oh. Could have fooled me.
Yeah.
I thought he was out here leaving lights on for us.
No. But that Tom Baudet that we have who calls here sounds exactly like Tom Baudet who leaves the light on. But they're the only two people on the planet who sound like
that. It's true. It's true.
And I cannot tell you, you know, after 5+ years on the radio on a daily basis here, you go into a restaurant or a grocery store or something. I can't remember where I was the other day. But anyway, I said something. I left my name as George. I was picking up a sandwich. I was at Jack's.
Mm-hmm.
I was picking up a hamburger. And I left my name as George. And the lady came up and she said, "George." And I walked up there and picked it up. And there were three guys standing in line. Didn't think anything about it. I picked it up and I said, "Oh, hey, can I get a little ketchup?" And the guy, I mean, you see his head rip off. And he said, "Baron?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said George. It screwed me up." Like, I didn't say George. She said George. I always leave my name as George. Otherwise, I don't know what they're going to say when they call my sandwich.
Right.
It could be Dan. It could be Van. It could be Darren. Derek.
Braun.
Brian.
Byron.
Byron. That's Dan Morris.
Usually Byron.
That's Dan Morris who calls me Byron. All right. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Have a host of news. I mean a host of news. I had somewhere I wanted to start specifically, though.
Well, one thing that I've noticed is, was it just yesterday that we were talking about vaping?
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
And now like 98 people have posted things about vaping on my Facebook wall, but in my feed. No, that are like, and they're all talking about exactly what Barron said about it's this vitamin E acetate.
It is exactly what it
that's,
is.
Giving people this terrible lung disease. Or
you're
whatever.
Not supposed to vape that kind of oil.
Yeah.
There's certain kinds of oils you just can't vape.
I mean, ask Dr. Mufti, people. He knows.
The Mufti's in.
I mean.
I've been telling people this forever.
I didn't doubt it, but it was just kind of interesting that like, because we didn't have a specific story about the vitamin E stuff or whatever. But now, I mean, yeah, like people are just. It's vitamin E acetate. I even heard an NPR story this morning about vitamin E acetate.
Yeah.
Vitamin E acetate.
You know why?
Well, because we're ahead of the news.
Days. Oftentimes days. Sometimes just mere hours. But usually days. Sometimes weeks.
Sometimes weeks.
Sometimes months. Sometimes months.
Even years.
It has happened.
It has.
It has happened. It has happened.
Well, you know.
Here's where I want to start today. You sent me this headline, I believe.
I may have.
The Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission met yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
To begin with, let's stop calling it cannabis. That's the dumbest word
cannabis.
Ever.
Cannabis.
When you say cannabis, it makes you sound like an old hippie.
Yeah, or British.
Cannabis.
We have cannabis. Do you have any cannabis?
To me, it sounds like an old hippie. And you're like, I don't want it to be called marijuana. I mean,
that's bad.
That has bad connotations. So let's call it cannabis. All right, bro. Cannabis.
You talking about dank?
Talking about the reefer, bro.
Are you talking about dope?
Dope. Dank. The reefer.
Pot?
Pot. Where did pot come from?
I have no idea.
Pot is my preferred nomenclature.
Right? Pot.
I call it pot. Only because when I was in high school.
That's what it's called?
No. It's what our parents called it. It's like what the generation before us called it. And everybody else was calling it weed.
Weed.
And I wanted to go old school.
But have you ever looked at a dollar bill on weed, man?
Pot. I even heard people call it tea. I don't know what that is.
I hope all those people are dead. I'm sorry if that's one of your parents or your grandparents or something, but seriously, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
We got some tea, man.
But cannabis is the dumbest name ever. But this is called the Medical Cannabis Commission. I guess they think it destigmatizes the word marijuana.
Yeah, it takes away from the
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, and then close. Because
nope,
this could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right. So yesterday at the Medical Cannabis Commission, here's the way Mike Kaysen writes the story at AL.com. Sharp disagreement, not Clay Sharp, but sharp disagreement broke out today at the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission during a meeting that also included testimony from four people about how medical marijuana relieved crippling pain and symptoms for them or their relatives. The legislature set up the commission to study whether Alabama should join 34 states in legalizing medical marijuana. 34 states have medical marijuana.
That's nuts.
That is bonkers.
So more than half.
Okay, let me take you back to 1996. Baron Coleman, world history. High school. Carla Griggs is my teacher. We get a visit from a congressional candidate who comes into our classroom to talk to kids about getting... And I raised my hand during the Q&A session. He gave his little five-minute speech or whatever, and about, it wasn't like a political speech. It was like, you know, you got to get out there and do this, got to get out there. So I raised my hand. Where do you stand on legalizing marijuana, young man? You would have thought I asked him... I mean, I can't even think of something. The teacher freaked out. Other students were like, oh, my gosh.
He brought up weed in class.
To a guy who might be in Congress one day. You can't say that, bruh.
Don't let him know.
Now 34 states have legalized medical marijuana.
34 states.
And like 10 of like getting high states.
Yeah, 10 is like, you're not even like, yo, let me get a little bit for my cataract. You're like, yo, I need to get high.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go back to the house and I'm just going to get high.
Yeah.
Yeah, what medical...
I'm going to blaze up.
What medical symptoms, sir, do you have that you need to relieve? I'm not high.
Well, in that case, here you go.
Can you give me a trash bag full of this stuff, please, sir? I'm currently unhigh, and I do get high. I mean, that's like 10 states have that.
Yeah.
And Alabama has a commission studying it. We are in the minority. We are on the low end of progress here.
Oh, in Alabama?
Yes.
Oh, what was your first clue?
Well, this is...
Was it being in Alabama?
Well, I looked around.
Yeah.
I looked around. Now, here's where it gets nuts. There's a commission member named Stephen Taylor. I want to know who appointed this cat. He is a child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction psychiatrist. Now, I like psychiatry as much as the next guy.
Wait, this show's still alive, right?
Yes, oh yeah.
Okay, so I shouldn't say what I want to say about this dude?
You can say what you want.
I'll tell you at the break. Trust me, you don't want me to say it.
I will say this.
It's a child psychologist.
Psychiatrist.
Oh, psychiatrist. Oh.
If you're a child and adolescent psychiatrist, I hope you have a long cone hat, some round glasses, and a white, you know, full-length beard that you put on. And that you have to have a baton or something, and every time you make a point, you have to shake it. Because kids are nuts. I've got 7 of them. They're all crazy. And if you're going to try to diagnose a child with a psychiatric disorder, you might as well just have a crystal ball and
it's
some
like,
tea leaves.
You know, it's like you get the note from the kindergarten or preschool teacher. He's very hyperactive. No, he is a normal 4-year-old. They're maniacs.
Yeah. You should see, I have a 3-year-old boy named George. He's amazing. I have a 5-year-old boy named William who goes by Bubby. Bubby and George are like Leon Spinks and Mike Tyson. All they do is wrestle and fight and punch and hit and
constantly.
I mean, and then they'll go like off the top deck. They'll get up on top of the couch and then pile drive the other one.
We need Baron. I'm a child psychologist, psychiatrist.
Yeah,
I saw that your children are fighting each other. We need them to calm down. Here's 19 drugs supplied by Big Pharma for you.
You know what I tell my kids all the time?
It'll bankrupt your family if you take them every day. But you have to take them every day.
You know what my kids think their last name is? Stop.
Stop.
George, stop. Bubby, stop.
Mine think it's please.
Just please. Please. Just stop it.
It's Justin, stop it over here.
George, stop. Hi, my name's George Stop.
Right. Don't put your brother in the oven.
Child psychiatrist.
They were trying to hide. One of them was trying to hide in the dryer the other day. They were playing. They were like playing hide.
Yeah, well,
and seek.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm like, guys, don't get in the dryer.
You know what happens if we accidentally turn it on?
Yeah, right.
Don't get in the dryer.
Right. Yeah, don't get, it's like, you know, oh, look, here's an abandoned fridge, you know? I'm going to hide in that.
Anyway, Stephen Taylor, child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction psychiatrist, said marijuana's not medicine.
Wait, is that addiction like one word? Addiction.
Yes.
Okay, not addiction psychiatrist.
No,
okay.
Addiction.
Okay. The way that you were saying it, because diction is a word of like how you speak.
Right. He's not a diction psychiatrist.
Okay, sorry. I thought he might be like a speech path.
No.
Okay.
He said marijuana is not a medicine, and that calling it medicine will lead more young people to use it with harmful effects.
Because kids always just like, you know what I want to do? I want to take medicine.
Medicine?
Because my kids are always like, Mom, can I have that? Dad, can I have the medicine? No, they're like, and they put stuff in it these days, you know, you can add that additive or whatever that makes it taste good. And they still hate it. You know why? Because kids don't like to take medicine. There's a whole, half of Mary Poppins is about this.
Let me just tell you, my kids just don't like to do what they're told.
Correct. Kids.
I mean, if you had a bunch of marijuana and you went to my kids like, smoke that marijuana, they'd be like, no.
No.
No. I will not. Then you're like, don't smoke the marijuana. Like, give it to me.
Straight up.
In fact, if you want my kids to smile, you know what you have to say? Don't you smile.
Don't
you smile.
Don't you hug your mom.
Don't you even think about smiling. And then they go smile.
kid.
I ought to write a book on living with Bubby and George.
Seriously. It's called Stop.
Bubby, stop. George, stop.
Not Steve Taylor, though.
Not that guy. His kids are all doped out, zoned out, staring at walls.
Got him on Thorazine.
Drooling. We'll be back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on US 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
We don't work in the comfort of the indoors. We spend our days outside, up against the elements, working in the rain, trudging through fields. We depend on our commitment and confidence. We wear Timberland Pro work boots, built for working outdoors, with durable waterproof leather, electrical hazard protection, insulation features, and safety toes. We're outdoorsmen, and always will be. Timberland Pro at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Back in 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sometimes you gotta play the wake up bumper music. People sleep too much.
True.
My mother's just waking up, probably. Well, she said she gets up about 9:30. Always misses the first segment or two. Mom! So I got to wake her up. She gets up. I got to, you know, hit her with a little Rage Against the Machine. Auburn House Wash. My man Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. Guys, this guy is taking the River Region by storm. Really, genuinely is taking the River Region by storm. Guy's incredible. What he's able to pull off, what he's able to do on a daily basis. Has a truck dedicated right here to the River Region. And they just wash houses, man. Wash the outside of houses. They do the roofs. They do the walls. They do the driveways, patios, walkways, whatever you need. They'll wash it. They just get it clean. But, Baron, you shouldn't use the high-pressure washer system on that brick and that wood and the trim and the mold. Guys, he's not going to go shooting 200-mile-an-hour water in your house. It's a proprietary low-pressure wash system. And it's wonderful, it's amazing, and all you got to do is call him. He'll get you a quote, usually within an hour, by email. And you just click a button if you want to accept it, and they can come on out and schedule a time, and they're off to the races. It's amazing. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. Clint, you're on the air.
Good day, guys.
How are you, sir?
Good, sir. You talking about child psychiatrist, I guess?
Yeah.
My daughter that you met at the meeting at Baumhauer's that night.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, when she was a young child, she had a problem with authority. So we took her to counseling, and Avery took us to a psychiatrist.
You mean she was a child? All children have problems with authority, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought they did.
Mine's this guy gets to talking, and I stopped him. I said, wait a minute, dude. I said, do you have kids? He said, no. I said, do you have nephews and nieces? He said, no. I said, have you ever changed a diaper or fed a baby? He said, no. I said, you know what? This conversation's over.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't have kids, never dealt with kids. How can you tell me how to raise a child?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
it's
got
nuts.
Seven. God bless your heart.
Yeah. Well, Clint, I appreciate it. That's a
yeah. Good I just think I throw that in.
Yeah, thank you for calling, checking in.
Yeah, have a good day,
hey, sir. Thanks. Yeah, kids are nuts. Child psychiatrist. They're animals.
Your kids are just—they're crazy. They're out of control.
They're like space animals.
Yeah, just give them a little food. They'll be fine.
They're like zebras. They remind me of what like a rhinoceros would do if you just let it loose in the house.
Yes.
You know, you got to provide it some guidance. You got to hit it with a cattle prod every now and then. Red Top.
You got to give them something to do, especially the boys. They got to have something to do all the time. Put them to work, what my daddy did.
Yeah, it must have worked. You seem all right.
Oh, yeah. I would be washing the vegetables, running the cash register, stocking the cans in the store. It was lots of fun, and I had all I could eat, which was the best part.
See what I said?
Can I ask you a... I may be off topic, but I heard last night on Nightly Business Report 48 out of 50 states are suing or investigating Google for unfair business practices, excluding only Alabama and California are the only two states not suing these guys or investigating them. And I just wonder what your impressions of that. What is their motive for doing this, and why did Alabama not participate? Is that too far? Too much?
I've got the story here. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's 50 out of 50 now.
No. Oh, well, as of yesterday, it was 48 out of 50.
Yeah, they ramped it up fast. Texas went forward with it, and people started signing up real quickly. I mean, you got to get your office to review it and look at it and make sure there's no hidden something in there that's going to make you look bad when you run for office. I mean, I expect Alabama, if they're not already signed on this thing, to get there.
But what is this all about? Google's monopoly?
Yeah. Here's the story. 48 U.S. states launch antitrust investigation into Google. But there are 50 state attorneys general. This is CBS News. 50 state attorneys general led by Texas have announced an investigation. So all 50 are involved in it. Only 48 have signed off on it so far.
And what are they trying to prevent? Or is this kind of like an AT&T breakup?
Actually, no. I misread this, Red Top. I'm glad you brought this up because that's the way. I guess they're counting Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as states.
Obama said we had 57 of them.
Which they're not states. So Alabama and what was the other one? California is the other one?
Yeah.
Well, California can't because they got they're all headquartered there. They're not going to sue their own people.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said on Nightly Business.
And Alabama may be trying to get one.
Well, we have that server farm, right, in Jackson County.
Yeah, they may be trying
to. Big deal.
So that may be the reason why. Just say, hey, let the 48 states run after it.
Yeah, and is either these investigations or suits even going to go anywhere? Because if everybody's personal preference is Google, what is the end game for these guys? And I will hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. I don't have a comment. I don't know what the end game is. I guess to break up Google. I think the federal government should be doing that in our states. Randall.
Yeah, I mean, you know good and well, how you going to beat the government? I mean, that's their little engine. And yeah, it'd be stupid for Alabama when we're trying to get them in Huntsville and the other places. That'd be stupid for us to. Sometimes you just got to turn your head to the bad and to the worst and look at the bad, I reckon. But on the weed study, this is where I think this is where they're messing up. Maybe, like Israel, there's a dude they call the THC godfather. He's been studying this stuff since he was in his 20s. He's 83 now, something like that. Our government actually paid him around 1960-something and was paying him, giving him money to help study. His name starts with Raphael M, and his last name starts with an M. Y'all can look it up. And when we gave him money, but he didn't give us back what we wanted, so we quit giving him money, the way it reads. And he even gave it to kids in pre-K. Like, they didn't call it pre-K or there, but kids that was, you know, and he gave it to kids, like, little. That's what he's saying. Like you shouldn't give, you know, if we're going to say that you shouldn't give weed to kids, THC to or CBD, or then we shouldn't be giving them, you shouldn't let them drink caffeine. He said that's the same thing.
I agree. I don't let my kids drink caffeine.
Nope.
Yeah. And so he's saying that on the same level, if you're going, you know what I mean, if you're going to turn your back to that, then he said, because THC is a help. And the man, I don't think he's died yet, man, but I don't know why we don't look at his studies. I mean, they've done everything. They tested themselves their whole life. I mean, and they've used government money, and you can see where they turn their backs. And oh, yeah, boy, that voice thing on this radio. Yeah, it can be enlightening. I'm gonna tell you, man.
You know, one of the reasons I don't like pre-K and K-4 and all that, and one of the reasons I'm against universal pre-K and K-4, kids need to go nuts when they're little. That's part of it. They have to go nuts when they're little. And one of the problems you have is, I can't remember what year was it. Let's say like 1990. Mm-hmm. There's a study out, and I don't have the study in front of me, but I read it not long ago. In 1990. Parents' expectations of kids entering first grade was that they couldn't read, but they recognized letters. They couldn't do math, but they recognized numbers. They couldn't necessarily color and do all that stuff, but they recognized colors and that kind of stuff. I mean, basically,
do you remember? Like, did you know nothing when you went to first grade? Did you ever have those kids where like there was always everywhere that I lived, there was always like one set of twins, and they were in different grades. And it was like, because one of them couldn't cut or something after first grade.
Yeah.
Like, truly, I remember these two kids.
Like
one of them was left-handed, and he couldn't cut, so they held him back, and they, like, never could get him up the next grade up. Like, just hilarious.
But thanks for your call, Randall. But, I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm against pre-K and kindergarten and all that. When kindergarten was what it was intended to be, which was you teach the kids to listen to a voice that's not his mom's.
Moderately more structured daycare?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's daycare with a little bit of...
Yeah, it's what it should
a
be.
A little bit of education layered in on top of it, meaning you're going to learn to spell your name, you're going to learn to write with a pencil correctly and color and cut.
Hopefully you learn that when, you know, Billy takes your pencil, you don't pile drive him.
Right. I mean, just you're learning social civic structure.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great thing for kindergarten. Now kindergarten is your kids expected to know the times tables by the time they leave kindergarten, and they're in here reading Shakespeare. And no wonder these kids are bad. You know, I mean, what kid wants to sit there at 5 and do that stuff?
Yeah.
Kid wants to play. He wants to kick soccer balls, and he wants to throw darts, and he wants to...
Have you ever seen the...
I don't know why I went to throwing darts.
Lawn darts, right?
Yeah.
Or lung darts, as it were. And never mind, I was going to break something up, but we don't need to, because the phones will explode.
Jenkins Tire and Auto downtown, one block off of Madison. Just one block off Madison. A lot of people say, oh, I don't know where Jenkins Tire and Auto is. Well, you don't know
where Madison is?
Yeah, you know where Madison is? It runs right into downtown. It's the east-west corridor going into downtown. Yeah, that road, okay, it's one block off of that. One block north of that. So one block to the right if you're going downtown. look to your right when you get to Berry Street. You know where City Hall is. Everybody knows where City Hall is. When you get there, look to your right. That's Jenkins Tire and Auto. When you get in there, man, routine maintenance. Just get in the habit of dropping it off every couple of 3 months. Get that oil changed, tires rotated and balanced. You know, your tires will last forever if you rotate them and balance them. If not, you get like 20,000 miles out of them. But you do it right, you get, you know, 40, 60, whatever the warranty says you're supposed to get out of them. And makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. Jenkins Tire and Auto, downtown, all your maintenance needs. Just make it a part of your life. Do that when you get the opportunity. You're going to thank me later because Mike Jenkins, he's a dynamite guy. Just an absolute dynamite guy. 37 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman making fun of child psychiatrists on the other side of the break.
Well...
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, this is Lyle for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our late summer extreme heat continues. Today, very hot again with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index, I think, will be near or above the 105 danger level. There will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around, but not many. Low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow and Thursday, still hot. Mid to upper 90s for highs, rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
back, 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. And my friends over at Cole Plumbing, James Cole, CeCe Cole, yeah, so got Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family's involved over there. Cole Plumbing's great. Cole Plumbing, by the way, you know these tankless water heaters taking the world by storm. I mean, just taking the world by storm. Cole Plumbing has what ails you. I mean, absolutely perfect tankless water heaters. And, you know, hey, if you're tired of the hot water running out when the kids get in there and they're both going at the same time, you got both showers going at the same time, you got the dishwasher going, you got the, you know, doing some towels and hot water in the laundry room, and all of a sudden everybody's cold and the dishes aren't clean and your towels are dirty. Hey, you don't have to have that problem. They have never-ending tankless hot water heater. I don't know how it works. Technology is amazing. But I know Cole Plumbing is the people I'd call if I wanted to get one put in. You can retrofit your house. They can come out and do the maintenance. They got to be maintained every few years. Kevin, come out, do the maintenance. They just give it a quick little flush and make sure the ignition's still working and all that kind of stuff. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Were we done with the medical marijuana meeting?
We can be.
I think, yeah, I'm done with it. There was a few other pieces, but Chris Elliott was removed from the. Tell me this isn't a bureaucratic
name. Yeah, I sent
this
to you. Well, right.
He was removed from something called the Alabama Transportation Rehabilitation and Improvement Program 2.
Two.
Which is ATRIP.
ATRIP 2.
ATRIP 2. But they act like ATRIP never existed. Like, when they were going to pass this gas tax, they acted like ATRIP had never existed. You know, we haven't invested in Alabama's roads in like 200 years. We're running down the same roads Daniel Boone ran on to get to Austin. What? Huh?
Yeah. Well, right.
I mean...
Well, here's the thing, right? Is that a lot of the roads in are, what, less than 50 years old? I mean, your interstates are probably 50 years old.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, Big Jim ran on paving farm-to-market roads. That was a big deal when Lyndon Johnson and Coke Stevenson ran against each other in Texas. I mean, so we're not talking about... These aren't all the old roads that led to Rome.
Right.
You know, we're not trying to rebuild the aqueducts or, you know, we can't remember how to make the concrete that the Romans made or whatever. So, like...
Put some pavement down.
You know, right. It's a... No, the whole state's falling apart. Barron, there are 9 billion roads and bridges in Alabama that need immediate attention. Your children will die.
You know what's funny about that? They released their 5 projects they're working on, not one bridge. Remember that? Yeah. Remember that? It was all bridges. It was like, your kids are going over school buses that are so rickety, at any moment your kids will fall out of the sky into a ravine, and it'll be like the end of Back to the Future 3, yes, where the train goes off and it just explodes. And then they released the 5 projects, and it was like, yeah, we're going to widen this industrial plant road up here because people are having trouble getting into the industrial center.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. My kids might die on these roads. You just told me my kids were going to die any minute. Please fix my bridge. We'll get to your bridge, sir, in 2093.
500 buses full of school children go across this bridge every single day.
Yeah.
It was built by the Incas to withstand 9 foot-pounds of pressure per inch. The average bus, you know, like.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, you know, hey, look, we're gonna dredge the... We got federal approval to dredge Mobile Bay.
I mean, every single dollar that's being spent, like the one in Prattville, is going to the International Paper Plant. I mean, that's what it's doing. It's widening the entrance into the International Paper Plant. I mean, I'm sure that there's good people that work up there. Love the internet. Well, I bet we're big in paper. Paper people love us.
We like paper.
I like paper. I mean, I print half a tree every day.
I like the smell, personally.
Of paper? Yeah. Of the pulp?
Yeah. I don't know why. It reminds me of something.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing.
Mangy, wet dogs?
I don't like it, but it's like...
It's familiar.
Yeah.
It's like gas.
Well, you know what it smells like? It smells like work. It smells like progress, Baron. It smells like, you know, like men doing a good job up there, you know? But guess what? International Paper, they make enough money to widen their own entrance.
You would think.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, but, and then the one down in, somewhere in southeast Alabama is, again, widening a road going into an industrial park. The one up in Huntsville, widening a road going into an industrial park. So, once again, Alabama is footing the bill for multinational corporations.
Corporate welfare?
Yeah, corporate welfare. And you were sold a bill of goods saying that your kids would fall into a ravine and die if this gas tax wasn't passed. And just not $1 is going to a single bridge.
Tonight, when you look at your kids,
and you're thinking about tomorrow when you're putting them on the bus, kiss them goodbye because they're not going to make it on the bus all year.
They might
not. I'm sorry.
It's like Russian,
it's over.
It's like Russian roulette.
It's over, Baron.
Some bus is going to fall. We just don't know which one. If we knew which one, we'd cancel school.
There's a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where Calvin's like, Dad, how do they figure out the weight limit on bridges? And he's like, they build it. The dad says, they build it. And then they drive heavier and heavier trucks over it until it collapses. They weigh the last one. Then they rebuild it. That's basically what we're doing with our children, Baron. Our children, our most precious commodity.
It's for the kids. This gas tax was so that your kids wouldn't die. And every single dollar is widening an entrance into an industrial plant. Every dollar.
It's just terrible.
You guys are suckers. Because you know why? Hold on. The Mufti's going to get in a DeLorean and go 88. The flux capacitor is going to hit with 1.21 gigawatts of power. And I'm going to go...
gigawatts?
I'm going 3 years into the future. Because I have in my hands the... results of the 2022 Alabama House and Senate elections. Every single one of them who voted for the gas tax got reelected. Every single one of them. Because you guys didn't donate, you guys didn't volunteer, and you went out and voted for the person whose name you recognized. And the person whose name you recognized was the one who advertised the most. And he advertised the most because the big corporate globalists gave him the money. The industrial parks that he was over here widening the entrance to while telling you your kids were going to die, they're the ones who gave him the money. You, who have the kids who might still die, didn't give them a dime. Didn't give them a dime. Every one of them got reelected. I'm back from the future. Did you know I could time travel? I have Trump's time machine.
I did know that, actually.
1.21 gigawatts.
Baron out here living like it's 3019.
Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. I might as well hang up, Baron. You stole my point.
Which was
they're going to all get reelected.
Every one of them. Matter. Every one.
Every last one of them will get reelected. And it is shocking to me that a politician in Alabama lied to raise your taxes and is not using it for the purpose that they gave for why they were doing it.
Every bridge needed to be replaced. 50,000 bridges or something like that, they said. Not one bridge is getting replaced.
They did this under the cover of night, and they sprung it on us. And then they got us talking about all this other stuff that don't matter, and they're going to get reelected. So, I don't know, man. It's kind of... I don't know, it just kind of makes the whole conversation pointless almost, because it's like, even if you say, hey guys, wake up, like these people are not working in your best interest. Like you say, they're going to see the ballot, see a name they recognize, and that's all it takes, just name recognition. But
yep.
Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Jason's got a time machine too. Jason's mm-hmm. got a time machine too. He gets it. Every one of them's going to get reelected. They lied to you to raise your taxes so that they could give your tax money to corporations and make it easier for them to make money on your backs. And you're all going to reelect them. Every one of them. Remember who in this area voted for it. Every one of them is going to get reelected. Watch it. Write it down. Mark my words. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
We don't work in the comfort of the indoors. We spend our days outside, up against the elements, working in the rain, trudging through fields. We depend on our commitment and confidence. We wear Timberland Pro work boots, built for working outdoors, with durable waterproof leather, electrical hazard protection, insulation features, and safety toes. We're outdoorsmen, and always will be. Timberland Pro at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in.
By 100 pounds of yeast, stands a copper line.
6 minutes till the top of the hour.
Everybody knew it made moonshine.
Brian Regan had a good bit on moonshine. Jack Daniels is legal. Why are you hiding out in the woods? You know? Just go buy it. Go to the liquor store.
Right?
Just, you know, go down there and get it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's absolutely true. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Heirloom Jewelers, my friends at Heirloom Jewelers. Guys, Trip Booth is doing something remarkable. He is changing lives. I told him he's like a nurse. He's out there saving lives. But he's changing financial lives. You get a lot of people who just, you know, they're just $3,000 or $4,000 away from being able to turn the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there with like $10,000 worth of jewelry in their closet they'll never wear. Like, well, great-great-grandpappy, you know, passed down this brooch. Okay, well, the brooch is hideous. Have you ever put the brooch on your person?
The brooch
no?
is so ugly.
But it's got like 7 carats of diamonds and like platinum in it and everything.
So you have a brooch worth more than your house in your house.
Yeah.
That you're never going to wear.
Right.
And that and could you're struggling get you to get totally by. Out of debt or whatever it is, you know. Or help you start whatever project that you want to start, put an addition on your house, buy, you know, whatever it is. You got plans.
Take it to Heirloom Jewelers.
You got plans, you got an ugly brooch. Make the ugly brooch work for your plans.
Take it to Heirloom Jewelers.
Take it to Heirloom Jewelers. Trip Booth will give you a good deal, Baron.
He's on Vaughn Road just east of Bowling.
He's probably going to give you more money than you can get literally anywhere else.
He's going to do that. That'd be my guess. That'd be my guess. Take it by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. You're going to fall in love with him, too. He's just a nice
cool
guy.
Dude.
Doggone nice guy. Ask him about his family. He's got a cool kid. Got a hyperactive kid.
Oh, he's hyperactive?
Yeah, just like ours.
Yeah. So you send him to the psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever it was?
How about you just tell him
What's
to
the
sit
difference?
Tight? Psychiatrist is a medical doctor.
Yeah, okay.
A psychologist is a PhD.
player hater degree?
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're player hating on your kid who's hyperactive.
Former Attorney General Troy King to run for Congress. He's a Republican.
That announcement made a really big splash, you know, when he did it on a Friday.
Well, I mean, it's just Tuesday, and we're just now getting to it because Friday morning of what was kind of a pretty big news couple weeks. There was a hurricane basically devastating the entire world.
Yeah.
Sucking up every bit of news.
There's a thing about, like, bad announcements
yeah.
that really drives me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Because there's, like, five things that you need to do. And if you will just do them, you have
great.
A huge leg up.
Yeah.
And you get the momentum that you need for it. Because, like, your announcement is supposed to be, like, a thing that gets you the momentum to then raise money.
Right.
It gets excitement. It gets people going. It's
so you're saying going. Maybe firing off a press release on Friday afternoon isn't the way to do it?
Not the way I would have done it.
I do like Troy King.
I did no, and this is not anything against Troy. Troy's a friend of the program.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
A personal friend.
Yeah, I've been a personal friend for many years.
Which is why it hurts even a little bit more, Baron.
Because yeah.
you know what? If only you knew somebody.
Yeah, he's apparently using Chris Brown.
Hmm?
Chris Brown's quoted in the Alabama Daily News as Chris Brown, a consultant for King. Said he would make a formal campaign announcement later this month. I like Chris just fine. Filing this week so King could begin accepting campaign donations.
Right.
But you don't have to file to accept campaign
Correct.
Donations. That's what I don't understand.
Correct.
If you just knew a lawyer that had some campaign finance experience.
Oh, yeah.
At the federal level, they could
Funny how
step
happens,
you through
huh?
the...
Huh.
But I like Troy. He'd be a fine congressman.
He's from Elba, is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that where he's from?
Yeah.
And so he's, and I mean, I think if you look at the overlay of where the attorney general vote was, he performed pretty well in that district.
Yeah, he did well in the second.
That's his home base, mm-hmm. you know, so I mean, he should.
But he's got another Coffee County home son who's running.
Barrymore.
Barra.
You know Barrymore, don't you, Barron?
I do know Barra.
Well, and then you got the establishment sort of guy, I guess is how you would describe him.
Jeff Coleman. No relation. He's not a mufti.
That's right. Is it even spelled the same way?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, mine was originally spelled differently.
Yeah?
It was Kuhlmann.
Ooh.
Kuhlmann. Yeah.
Did that mean you were, like, really cool?
That's true.
Did you guys come from Jamaica?
That's
Kuhlmann.
That's the only thing I could draw out of it.
That's what I thought, too. It's definitely what I thought.
I don't know.
That's going to be...
I shouldn't even say this. Somebody was reading the second reading the other day at church,
mm-hmm.
and it was from the book of Philemon, but he called it Philemon. So I leaned over to my wife, and I said, that's that Jamaican guy who moved to Philadelphia.
Philemon.
I try.